This Saturday morning with FFA on the Air, brought to you by Compeer Financial Services. And we're up north this week at Prairie Farm High School with the Prairie Farm FFA. And our future president is coming up here. He's going to be a senior this year. And Tyler, you're excited. He's going to be a senior. School is pretty much done. What do you want to do with your chapter this next year as senior?
Our goal is to get more members involved, and we're hoping to get do some fun activities and really get involved in the community.
Well, that's always a nice thing, get the community involved. And speaking of community, you guys are going to be doing something fun, Dairy Days. What are Dairy Days and when is it? And tell me what it's all about.
Dairy Days is going to be July 13th and 14th. Our alumni sponsors the Dairy Days Beef and Dairy Show, and our chapter members assist with all of the parts of the show. The beef show starts at 9 a.m. and the dairy will start at 12 p.m. It's open to any FFA, 4-H, other youth groups who want to show animals. Last year we had a good turnout with 25 beef animals and 15 dairy entries. The Prairie Farm FFA alumni members sponsor the awards and help organize the show and run concession stands. Chapter members show animals and help setting up and clean and present awards.
Wow, you guys are pretty busy then. Now, where is this held every year?
It's actually held at our school out by our baseball fields, kind of. So we set up some gates and stuff, and we have it out there.
Who cleans up the mess?
Us. Yeah.
So is it the cow pies you have to pick up, or you also have to clean the holes from the cows punching through the grass?
Both. It's not very fun, but it needs to be done.
So as president, are you going to delegate out that job this year?
Definitely.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. I'm sure your other officers will appreciate that. And you guys do a different program here. It's called Ag in the Classroom. Catch me up on that one.
So for our Ag in the Classroom program, we set up stations for, the elementary students, and then they walk around. And, there's three stations per grade, and these stations include, equipment safety, animal safety, and chemical safety. So this year we had 18 stations and about 35 FFA members present in these events. So it was a good turnout.
Wow, that is a really good turnout. And how do the kids feel about it when they come and see all the events that you guys have going on?
I think they're happy to get out of class. And if they listen good, they get candy. So I think it's a win-win for them and they learn some new information and stuff. So it goes pretty good.
Is it for the entire elementary or is it a certain grades?
Pre-K through 5th.
Well, that's a nice young age to get those younger students involved and interested in FFA. And Tyler, you know, you're talking here a little bit. I think you're a speaker, aren't you? You're working on an SAE, probably a future speaking contest. Catch me up. What's your speaking all about, your SAE?
I'm doing beef, entrepreneurship and dairy placement. So, I buy beef and dairy cattle and I raise them up and then I sell them or keep them. So then, I don't know. I think I have 15 right now. So then once they get older, I sell them and then I raise them up and hopefully have a bigger operation when I'm older.
So you want to be a future farmer?
Yep.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to continue beef? Are you going to go into dairy? What are you thinking?
Probably dairy. I want to milk cows, so.
Well, that's always good. And you're going to be a senior next year. What do you want to do with your future? Do you want to go to college, get some education under your belt before you take over the farm?
Yeah, I'm planning to go to college after graduation, so I don't know where I want to go, so I don't know.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Tyler Glazier, the upcoming president, and now Jody Bates, our going to be senior vice president, is here with us. And Jody, you guys are a really busy group here. You guys got a lot of members going on. Catch me up a little bit on you. You got an LDE. First off, what is an LDE?
An LDE is a leadership development event. And so, we go and compete in a contest, depending on what the contest is. This year, we had 8 of our members compete in the contest. The quiz ball team had Cody Kwok, Sully Bergman, and Asha Buck on it. Anna Basil and myself competed in the employability skills. Tyler Glazier competed in extemporaneous contest. Kara Miller and Alexis Kwok competed in discussion meet. Alexis also competed in prepared speaking. Alexis Kwok and myself received a first or second at the district contest, so we moved on to the sectional event in Amory. Alexis won her discussion meet and is going to stay in June.
Wow, what a great accomplishment. How was it doing the LDEs and speaking contest for you?
It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot.
What do you want to do next year for your senior year?
I'll probably do the employability skills again, unless I'm told different.
Maybe try extemporaneous?
Maybe.
Well, I think you'd be good at it. And you guys also do a blood drive here with your group. Tell me about that.
In December and April, we held blood drives at the school. We had 8 members help with each of them. These members helped unload the truck, and we ran registration and helped in the canteen. This year we had 104 people who came to donate, and we hope that even more donors will come next year.
Can you donate next year?
I can, but I probably won't.
Why not?
I don't like needles.
Well, you don't look at the needle. You just sit there.
Yeah.
You're afraid of the blood, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, that happens too. And you've got an SAE too. You know, Tyler was working on something with beef, but you have one that involves your entire family. Catch me up on that one.
So my SAE is maple syrup operation. So my family owns a syrup business, and we go out and tap trees. We have about 5,000 taps right now.
Wow, 5,000?
Yes.
You tap them all yourself?
Not me personally, but I do help.
Well, that sounds like fun. What else do you guys do? You tap all these trees, and do you have the tubing system, or do you have the bags? How do you collect your sap?
We have tubing and bags. Right now, over half of ours are tubed, but we're planning on getting the rest of it tubed, but we haven't done that yet.
Wow, a busy time. So what do you do then? Do you boil it down at home and then make it into syrup yourself, or what do you do with it?
Yeah, we have a big evaporator, and we boil it down, and then we sell it at open houses and at the fair.
Are you going to try some new flavors when you get a little older and kind of perfect the skill so you can be better than your parents?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. And you're going to be a senior this next year. What do you want to do with your future? Where do you want to go to college, or what do you want to do?
I'm planning on attending Bob Jones University in South Carolina.
Wow, you want to travel.
Yeah, that's where my family is going.
And what do you want to major in?
I'm not sure yet.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Jody Bates, and now we're going to hear from Cameron Christofferson, who's our upcoming secretary. And Cameron, CDE contest. Catch me up on you.
We participated in two regional contests at UW River Falls and then at UW Platteville, and we had four teams participate in the horse evaluation, Florida culture, and two middle school agri-science. And the equine evaluation team qualified for state competition in Madison, and the team was Sierra Heron, Kara Miller, Alexis Squawk, and myself.
Wow, so you're going to state.
We already did, and we placed pretty good out of all of them.
So do you have horses at home that you work with, or what's your experience with equine?
I have three horses at my house right now, and I show a fair at the Dunn County Fair, and I show a horse with my sister.
Wow, so you're busy. How about an SAE? Do you do anything with horses?
No, I just show them at the fair. And I do swine entrepreneurship.
Wow, swine too. So you do horses and then pigs. Tell me about your pigs.
I have four pigs right now, and me and my sister show them at the fair, and we buy them from our breeder, and then we raise them up from when they're like 30 pounds to 230 pounds at the fair, and then we sell them there and get the money from them and then go towards our next pigs next year.
Wow, the pig costs that much, or do you save some, or do you buy your parents something, or are you saving up for car in college?
Well, we have to save money for our pigs next year, and then the rest of our money goes into our savings account for college and our future.
Well, that's nice. And you're going to be an upcoming junior this year. Are you doing anything fun this summer before your junior year starts off?
Just showing at the fair and hopefully going on some trips.
Where are you thinking about going?
I don't know yet. We don't know. We're going camping. That's it.
Camping, maybe the beach?
Yeah, hopefully.
Sounds good. Have a good summer.
Thanks.
That's Cameron Christofferson, our upcoming secretary, and now we're going to hear from another Bates girl, but this time it's going to be Erin, who's our treasurer. And Erin, what do you all do with the maple syrup production?
I do basically the same thing. I help collect the syrup, make it, all that type of stuff.
So what's the best part about doing it? Family time or taste testing? What's your favorite part?
I like hanging out with the family because we get together a lot while doing it, and we get to see each other. It's nice just hang out with them and having fun.
What's the worst part?
Babysitting.
Babysitting. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about FFA here. An annual banquet that was held here back in April. Tell me about that. What all went on?
It was held April 17th, and over 100 people attended. The awards were presented to many FFA members. After the banquet was our worker auction. Members volunteered to work for 8 hours, and the money per hour is usually split 50-50 between the member and the FFA chapter. This year, we decided to donate the chapter's portion of the worker auction to the Briel family after their tragic farming accident. Our worker auction was a huge success. We also inducted our 2018 to 2019 officer team at the banquet.
And that was exciting. This is when you found out that you were going to be the treasurer.
Yep.
And you're going to be traveling this summer. You're going to go to National Convention. What's all going to go on down there?
So last year, we had 5 members attend the National FFA Convention. The convention was held in Indianapolis, Indiana. They did many activities throughout the convention, including visiting the Wildcat Animal Sanctuary, touring Indianapolis Speedway, visiting the Expo Hall and College Fair, and attending general sessions. In addition, our chapter was recognized on stage for achieving a gold on our national chapter application. We were also able to support Alexis Kwok as she was recognized as national runner-up for equine entrepreneurship proficiency.
Wow, what a great chapter you guys have here. Now, are you going to go to national convention this summer?
Yeah, I will.
And what are you hoping to see down there? The concerts, some of the sessions?
I'm hoping to learn a lot from the sessions and see how I can grow as a FFA officer.
Excellent. Well, good luck at national convention and have fun.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Bates, our upcoming treasurer, and now we're going to hear from Sydney Rossback. And Sydney, you guys got a busy morning here. I kind of have like a pancake smell and bacon and sausage smell going on. What's going on this morning?
We have the dairy breakfast here, and we have 10 members participating up here at Barron County Fairgrounds. Our FFA chapter is personally responsible for setting new tables and serving ice cream for dessert.
What kind of pancakes? Is it regular? Are you going to have potato pancakes, blueberry? What are you thinking?
Regular pancakes. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, that is true. You can't go wrong with regular pancakes. So what do you guys all do out there? How many members are going to go? You said about 10 members are going out there. What else do you guys get to do?
We will be promoting agriculture and probably just having a good time hanging out with each other.
Do you ever think about getting a dunk tank out there?
I definitely will recommend it.
Who do you think we should dunk first?
Miss Dietz.
Oh, wow. She's the advisor here at Prairie Farm. So you guys are going to be serving ice cream. It's a busy time. So you're kind of into sales then if you're going to be working at the dairy breakfast. How was your fruit sale this last year?
Our fruit sale, once again, we had a very successful. Here at Prairie Farm, we sell various fruits, meats, cheeses, and our famous Ellsworth cheese curds. Our top sellers this year were the Hansen family, Allison Hibben, and Austin Harmon. We hope to make the sale even bigger and better next year.
You weren't the top salesperson?
Nope. Didn't get that far.
Are you going to try next year?
Probably.
All right, that sounds good. And you also have an SAE. Tell me about yours.
Mine is beef placement, which I show beef up at the Barron County Fair. We raise them at our own home farm, and then I get to name them when they're born, and we work with them throughout the months until the fair up in July.
So you actually name them. Is it sad to see them go at the fair?
I haven't sold yet. I don't think I could do it yet.
So are you going to sell them to other people, or are you just going to keep them and raise them?
We usually keep them and raise them, but when they get older, we sell them.
Well, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And you're going to be an upcoming junior this year. That's exciting. What do you want to do with your junior year?
I would like to become more involved in my sports and FFA.
What's your favorite sport?
Probably basketball.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Sydney Rossback, and now we're going to hear from Allison Hibben, who's our upcoming Sentinel. Allison, you guys have had a lot of fun this last year, but one thing that you got to tell me about is donkey basketball. Who doesn't love a good game of donkey basketball?
Well, this March we held a Dairyland donkey basketball tournament. We held approximately 300 spectators and more than 35 riders and workers. This event was a huge success for the FFA, making more than $2,000 in profit. Thank you to all those spectators and attenders and the sponsors who helped make this even possible. And overall, the alumni won.
Overall, the alumni won?
Yeah.
Now, there's always like one or two games. The first game I heard was staff and students. Who won that one?
The staff.
Oh, the students lost to the staff members?
Yep.
So next year, you're going to have to change this up because the students got to get their bragging rights back.
Yeah.
You got to ride next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll be in there then. Okay. So tell me a little bit about Food for America. So that's always a fun project and it's helpful.
Yeah. Well, every year we work with the Barron and Cumberland FFA chapters to hold the Food for America program. We hold the event at the Jerome Farm and Barron Area Community Center in Barron. Between the three chapters, we set up about 30 stations for different classes to rotate through, including Wisconsin, commodities, farm safety, and animal information. We also have about 75 members participate in the event from all of the chapters.
Wow, that's a great event. And you know, Allison, you're going to be a sophomore this year. You got to tell me, do you have your license yet?
Nope, in September I will.
September you will. So are you going to drive your mom's car, your dad's car? Are you going to get your own?
I have my own.
Oh, what color is it?
Kind of goldish, kind of.
What brand is it?
I really don't know.
Okay, well, you'll go home and get a license plate number and we'll air that so everyone knows who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, thanks, Allison. You have a good year.
You too.
That's Allison Hibben. And now we're going to hear from our advisor at Prairie Farm. She's a new voice at Prairie Farm High School, but not new to us. And that's Miss Courtney Dietz. You made the move. You're now at Prairie Farm.
Yes, it's great to be here. It's great to be in a community that supports one another and supports the program, and it's been off to a very good start here at Prairie Farm.
And the students seem to like you.
Yes. So
they want to dunk you in the dunk tank.
Yeah, hopefully that's a good sign.
That is a good sign, always. Well, tell me a little bit about the program. What's all going on here at Prairie Farm?
So we have over 130 students in ag classes. That's grades 6 through 12. And then we also have 67 FFA members in grades 6 through 1 year out of high school as well. We also have a pretty good youth apprenticeship program here, and I'm the coordinator for that. And seven out of the 10 students who did youth apprenticeship this year were focusing on an agricultural pathway.
Wow, what a great school and a great group of kids you have here. Now, a great group of kids that you have. You got to be going down to state convention. We haven't heard much about it. What's all going on this year?
We have a very busy state convention schedule this year. I have 11 members attending.
Are you taking a bus or a van?
We're going to take two vans this year, two vans. So each of those 11 members are participating in some sort of activity or competition while we're down at state convention. I have four middle school members that are doing the Ager Science Fair. That's Addie Christofferson, Madison Steyer, Gina Friesel, and Lydia Siebert. Our delegates that will be representing Prairie Farm are Cameron Christofferson and Sydney Rosbeck. So they'll get to discuss with other FFA members our topics in Wisconsin FFA, and then they'll also get to vote on the new Section 1 state officer. We have two state degree applicants this year, Alexis Kwok and Alyssa Lee, so they'll get those degrees down there on stage this year.
Well, congratulations to them. That's a big achievement.
Yes, absolutely. I'm hoping that we can keep up with the two members a year for sure. It's a good place to be at. Some other things we got going on, Alexis Kwok is competing in the State Star Farmer Finalist Competition and State Discussion Meet, so she'll be a busy girl. And then we also have three State Honors Band members who were accepted in this year, Jody Bates, Ariel Voldberg, and Aaron Bates.
Wow, what a great group you got here. It's going to be hard. Now, how old is Alexis? Alexis Kwok, is she going to be graduating here this year?
Yes, so she actually just graduated last Friday night. So I think her plans right now, she's going to Madison, and then she's going to try for state office as well. So, again, another thing to add to her plate at state convention.
Wow, and that's going to be hard to fill that empty spot now that she's graduated. But I think you got a good group coming up.
Yeah, I definitely think her spot will be hard to fill, but we've got a pretty good officer team coming up here, so I don't have any doubts.
Excellent. Well, we're happy with you here at Prairie Farm. We hope you have many good years here.
Thank you.
That's our advisor, Ms. Courtney Dietz, and now our sponsor for today's show, which is Compeer Financial Services. We have Doug Kuchko with us, and Doug, you know, Memorial Day weekend, it was hot. We had 90-degree weather. The planting, I think, definitely got in, and I think a lot of people finished up.
Yeah, we made really good progress. Wouldn't have guessed that about the middle of April with the snow that we had received and it was on the ground. But we made a lot of progress with that. On Memorial Day, we had some hail in the area. So it might not be a bad idea to contact your crop insurance agent and get some hail in place. And if you are done with your crops, get down to see your local SA office. And get your crops reported so we can get ahead of the game on that as well.
That is for sure. Yeah, you don't want to lose your crops to some hail. And we are into June Dairy Month now, and it's a busy time of year. Today there are 7 dairy breakfasts going on just in our little area. And I hear you're going to be cooking in a little bit.
Well, we'll see. I help out anywhere I can. I fill in wherever we can. Helped out getting it all set up prior to today's event here at the fairgrounds in Rice Lake.
Well, very good. And what's all being on the menu today?
Everything that we usually have on the menu, anything from the pancakes to the scrambled omelets, and if you've never seen that at the Barron County June Dairy Month Breakfast, it's something to see and behold. It's a big, we have two big 3-foot omelet pans where they're being made, so we've got fresh omelets, and there's applesauce and cheese curds and ice cream, and you name it, it's there to be had.
And what a great time of the year it is. June Dairy Month, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
Well, Doug, thank you for sponsoring today's show here at Prairie Farm.
We appreciate the opportunity to continue to support our local FFA chapters. Thank you, Kristen.
That's Doug Kuchko from Compeer Financial Services, our sponsor for today's show at Prairie Farm High School for FFA on the Air this Saturday morning.